Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 102, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. And what follows, Psalter 102, the first four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 42, the verses 15 through 28. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, the seventh article. Genesis 42, the verses 15 through 28. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, or whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And he put them all together and warred 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for the famine of your houses. But bring your youngest brother unto me. So shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, we are fairly guilty concerning our brother, and that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again and communed with them, and took from them Simeon and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn and to restore every man's money into a sack, and to give them provision for the way, and thus did he unto them. And they laded their asses with the corn, and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said unto his brethren, my money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed them. And they were afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God hath done unto us? Thus far the scripture reading. The canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, Article 7. This mystery of his will God discovered to but a small number under the Old Testament. Under the New, the distinction between various peoples having been removed, he reveals himself to many without any distinction of people. The cause of this dispensation is not to be ascribed to the superior worth of one nation above another, nor to their making a better use of the light of nature, but results wholly from the sovereign good pleasure and unmerited love of God. Hence they, to whom so great and so gracious a blessing is communicated, above their desert, or rather notwithstanding their demerits, are bound to acknowledge it with humble and grateful hearts, and with the apostle to adore, and not curiously to pry into the severity and justice of God's judgments displayed to others to whom this grace is not given. Hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Harvey and Herma de Kock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy in the day of yesterday. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in this evening hour that the doors of thy house have been opened, the opportunity to place ourselves under thy word and eternal testimony. Thou maketh yet a difference where there is no difference. We have heard from the writings of our forefathers that they have spoken of thy sovereign good pleasure, where law and gospel, as it is in Jesus Christ, may be brought to many a people and many a nation, and not because they are better, not because they have deserved it, but thy sovereign will. And then it behooves us to acknowledge thee for that blessing. We may have the gift of thy precious word. We may thank thee for the privileges that we have a place of worship, where we may freely, unhindered, come up without persecution, and that also in a difference with so many upon the face of the earth. But, O Lord, then each time by renewal, then we need to ask thee for the pardoning when we are unthankful for common mercies and common blessings, proud under prosperity, and so quickly discouraged under adversity, even rebellion under thy heavy hand, with so little impression what we deserve, O Lord, if thou would deal according to our sins, then we would have no place upon the earth and not a place in thy house. O thou King of the church, are still gathering thy church unto thyself. May that take place in this evening hour. May all the cares and the busyness of the time, may they for a little while, may they fall away, And may we be given to hear the words of the living God, and that by the loving and irresistible power of thy Spirit, that they may fall into our hearts, and that by the first time or by renewal, ah Lord, bind the need upon the heart. There are many needs in the time, many cares and many worries, but the greatest need is our never-dying soul that must be saved through the work of a triune God. Ah, we humbly beg thee, wilt thou bless thy word in this evening, that sinners among young and old may be converted by thee unto thee, that they may experience thy drawing love, that they may be placed in the guilt, then they shall become a seeking people. And where thou hast begun that good work, thy children learn, so dependent upon thee for everything, also that thirsting, that hungering, an upright desire, Lord, wilt thou grant those desires? Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy courts. May it have been with a sigh and a cry, a beggar's prayer, even for a little crumb, out of the storehouse of the greater Joseph, because for a people that has sinned it all away, then the smallest becomes so eternally great. And Lord, not only to receive the gifts, they are so precious, but to come to a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph as the giver, and what it has cost him to pay the price, but also to be led into the state of his exaltation. Lord, thou hast promised to never forsake the work of thine own hands. We may commend unto thee, we remember a father and mother, who by renewal in their married life, thou wast blessed with a little one, a well-born little son. Then thou wast spared life, thou wast given life, ah Lord. Wilt thou grant that bewilderment to the parents, and that their eyes may be upon thee, and oftentimes on their knees, begging of thee, that thou may remember the family circle, that one thing needful, to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, an added blessing, an added responsibility, Lord. May he be one for thee, one for thy honor and glory. We commend unto thee the grandparents. Grant them also a humble and a broken heart. Remember all the mothers with the unborn, and remember the barren ones amongst us. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all our elderly ones, all under the physician's care, all those that stand in need of healing and of strengthening. May it all be sanctified. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember the handicapped ones. Lord, do bless the labors of our hands. Thou grantest beautiful opportunity that the seed may be entrusted into the earth, May it be with an impression, a deep impression, how dependent we are upon Thee. We cannot make one seed grow. And then there is that looking forward, that expectation, when the seed may be entrusted to the earth, that there may be growth, a root downward, a little blade that appears upon the earth, Lord. Well, Thou also granted more, where the spiritual sowing, the seed of the Word of God, that it may fall on well-prepared hearts, bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, Thou was promised, by the foolishness of preaching, to save those that believe, and that it shall not return void unto Thee. Then for the natural seed that is entrusted to the earth, then it is needful sunshine, showers, kept from destruction, from storms, and from devouring insects. Thou also knowest the concerns in the community, concerning the water. Well, to grant all those that are called to repair, that it may prosper in Thy hand, our Lord. There is much spoken of the matter. May there be more spoken of those spiritual waters, those everlasting waters of the things of the Lord, which are so needful, which are so blessed, Lord. Well, Thou grant a richer outpouring of Thy Holy Spirit upon us and our dear children. To that end, bless Thy word in the family circles, in the church, and our Christian school. We commend Thy church all over the earth unto Thee, that the earth may more be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. Oh, many places upon the earth where the candlestick has shone brightly, and where the candlestick has been taken away. May it be by Thy grace that amongst us and our dear children, that the candlestick may burn brighter and brighter. Remember the nations of the earth where there is such a terrible backsliding, especially in the Western nations, also in our nation. Remember our leaders, may it please Thee to open their eyes. Remember our province, where toward the end of this month elections have been planned. May it please Thee to grant those that have learned to bow their knees, and who may open Thy word, asking Thee for Thy will, that there may be such found and chosen that may yet rule over us. Remember all the organizations that are striving to uphold what is according to Thy holy word. We think of the unborn where they are daily slaughtered. Oh, the great sin against the seventh commandment, our Lord. Do keep us and our dear children. Bless the family circles with abounding love. And may Thy word have authority amongst us and our dear children. We humbly ask Thee in this evening hour a few words to speak, and that Thy word may go forth with power divine, may enter the hearts and that it may bear fruit, give a little rest in thy house. Ah, Lord, the necessity that we become those guilty brothers, and that we are brought to a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has loved himself to death, who has paid that ransom. Oh, the apostle may declare, blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who through his abundant mercy has begotten us unto a lively hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Wilt thou so work mightily in this evening hour, and nothing to plead upon, Lord. We are but a company of poor sinners that offend in so many things. But ah, with thee there is mercy. That is our only hope and our expectation. Grant then a good evening in thy house. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 244, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. In thy wrath, our spirit's language, sinful neath thy searching eye. All our days are passed in anguish. In thy wrath, we pine and die. And what follows? Psalter 244. The stanzas 3, 4, and 5. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 42, the verses 21 through 28. We shall read the verses 23, 24, and 25. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into a sack, and to give them provision for the way. And thus did he unto them. Our text words speak. The brothers of Joseph sent back to Father Jacob with three thoughts. In the first place, after confession of guilt. Secondly, without Simeon, their brother. And thirdly, with provided provision. The brothers of Joseph sent back to Father Jacob after confession of guilt, without Simeon, their brother, with provided provision. Thus first, after confession of guilt. Beloved congregation, the brothers of Joseph have come to Egypt to buy corn. Have you also come up to God's house in such a way? A little hunger and a little thirst for the things of the Lord. Have you told the Lord of that need? And then we have heard that those brothers, they have said that they were true men. How is that with us, congregation? Are we still good church-going people? Of course, a privilege and a blessing when God's word may have a special place in our life, an impression that every blessing comes from above. And what I read in 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, those that honor me I will honor, and those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed, but young and old. Have we now been uncovered? Have we looked into the mirror of the holy law of God by the light of the Holy Spirit? And have we learned that we are not true men, that our sins are great, traveling to a never-ending eternity, that all our sins, they are written in the book of God? And God, who was so infinitely pure and just, he requires a perfect satisfaction. Oh, to learn what those brothers we have said it. 'Tis not a perfect type. We shall repeat it, because those brothers, they had no love for Joseph. The sooner that they could go with their corn back to their father, the better it was. But so it is not in the life, in the true work of the Lord. All the nominal Christendom, they do not like that uncovering preacher preaching. It is too strict. They need the gospel, they say, and we need the gospel, young and old. But for that true people, and that is a paradox, oh, that uncovering preaching, sometime, then they think it is too bad that the service is over, because the half has not been told what lives in my heart. And when they may receive a little hope that even for the chiefest of sinners, that there is pardoning, oh, that there is a Savior, that greater Joseph, who was married at salvation and who applies that salvation. And now we have heard it, that Joseph has said 3 days in prison, and what that must have been then in prison, boys and girls, you can understand it. Then we have a lot of time to think. And then those brothers, they have thought of the past. We have read it together when they have spoken that their past life, as it were, that it went before them. There have been people where it seemed that the end of their life has come, that they tell us that in a moment their whole life has went before them, what they have done. Oh, in prison, they were given to reflect also why they were in prison. Do you think about it many times, congregation? Eternity, that shall be a time of reflection. Shall not be for 3 days. Shall be forever and ever. For the true child of God shall be to be given to reflect upon the wonderful work of the Lord, the wonderful grace, that one-sided work, how that the Lord has sought him out, how that the Lord has drawn him, how they were taught to be given to reflect. Oh, it is true here in the time. The providence of God can be so mysterious. We have heard it in the life of Joseph. And Christ has said to his disciples in John 13, verse 7, what I do is now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Then it shall be in eternity, where they shall be given to praise the Lord. The high praises of God shall be in their mouth, shall never come to an end. But if we come in hell, congregation, do you think of it many times? And not to scare you, but the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5, the verses 10 and 11 has stated, as written, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, and in hell, a whole eternity shall not be for 3 days, shall not be a clock, shall not be a door, but that forever and ever. And then to be given to reflect all the Lord's goodness. Privileged people, we have heard it from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, The seventh article, the sovereignty of God, that he sends those messengers of peace to a certain people, to some nations, and we are included in that people and may still have the truth. How many churches in our days are being closed? How many churches were formerly that there were true people of God, a watered-down doctrine that only exalts men or only a social gathering, an eternity to think of our sins and the preaching of Jesus Christ, the callings, the invitations, but that we have said, maybe not with our words, but with our walk, with our life, Lord, not so interested, no time, too busy. Later, maybe when I become older, but the time has never come. Ah, for those brothers. Numbers 32, verse 23. Be sure your sin will find you out. That is for each and every one of us. And blessed that people, word is wrought by the Spirit, where we become a sinful, a guilty people. And now concerning those brothers, oh, it is evident already in this portion of Scripture, Joseph, with such a heart full of love for those brothers, a desire to say, I am Joseph, but they needed to be convicted, proof of their repentance. And then we have heard it, the compassion of Joseph, that he has changed his plan, and even because he said 3 days in prison, but we read the third day, that's very well possible they were put in prison later in the day, and then another day in prison, and then undoubtedly the third day in the morning they have been brought out that they could begin their journey. And yet for those brothers, then there was still hope, because those brothers of Joseph, they have listened to every word that Joseph has spoken. I read of those servants of Ben-Hadad when they were in that city entrapped, and when those servants with a rope around their neck, when they have went to the king of Israel, that they were given to catch every word. Do you know what that is, congregation? To listen and to catch every word. Whether I am included, whether there is hope. Because we have heard that Joseph has said many precious things. Even, it is true, Joseph said, ye are spies, and ye must prove yourself. Have we become busy to prove ourselves? Oh, there is proof that we are fallen sons and daughters of Adam. But when the Lord works, that people in the workhouse, how busy they are to prove themselves and to learn more and more, it is all in vain, that they are but a sinful wretch that can never save themselves, because they read in Romans 3, verse 20, that by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. And now Joseph has said, this do and live. Thus a little hope for those brothers. They had to do and they could live. And then Joseph has said to them, I fear God. 1, we have governors that fear God. Then there is justice. Then there is hope and expectation. And then he is laid before him. If ye be true men. And then originally, then Joseph is said that one must return to Father Jacob. The rest must be kept in prison. But now when they came out of prison, then Joseph has changed his mind. And then he said that only one must remain behind, and that they had to prove that they were true men. Then there was a way, an expectation, and that centered upon Benjamin. When the Lord works, then that people need to be saved. And they shall learn more and more, not so quickly, the Lord is free. But to learn that it lies in an other. And the beloved Son of God, that precious name of Jesus, who has come to save his people from their sins. And then we read that they have spoken to one another. A few commentators have mentioned that our history is also a type and a prophecy of the Jewish people who have crucified their Savior, but now was with the brothers of Joseph. Then they were given to ponder over those matters. And now when we read in verse 21, and they said one to another, then it is implied that the interpreter must have left. And Joseph was not so far off. And Joseph was given to hear what they were discussing, that those brothers, even when they came out of prison, that they were still speaking of their guilt. And to that end, we read, and they said one to another, we are very guilty concerning our brother. Those brothers, they also had other sins, special sins. If we think of Simeon and Levi in Genesis 34, they have murdered a whole family circle, the inhabitants of Shechem, under the disguise of religion. Thus Simeon and Levi, they were murderers. And yet, that was not the main sin that they were given to speak about. Reuben, in Genesis 35, he has committed the awful sin of incest. And yet that sin, they have not discussed and spoken of. Judah, in Genesis 38, has committed the same sin, the Lord keep us. But those sins, they have not spoken about, at least not in the first place. But there was a special sin when they were put in prison, when they have appeared before Joseph, that they were convicted of and they were troubled with. And that was the selling of their brother. It is a blessing one with afflictions. One, her conscience may begin to speak, and we may be given to examine and remember our sins. Alas, many times, afflictions and trials seems to leave so little behind. Special accidents, serious accidents, sickness, the hospital, adversity on the farm, and when it is over, that we have to say, does not rot out anything for good. Heart does not become soft. If not cried after the Lord, I'm happy, may continue, but not so concerned about the salvation of my soul and the honor of God. But with those brothers of Joseph, it was different. Special reminders. In Genesis 37, when Joseph sought out his brothers, it was implied that those brothers thought, here comes her little brother, spying on us, and he shall return to our father and tell us what we are doing, because our life is not so good. And so when they came to Joseph, Joseph said, ye are spies. Those brothers, they have cast Joseph into a pit. And they were cast into prison. It seemed that Joseph did not hear and believe the words of the brothers of Joseph. And so the brothers did not hear to the cry of Joseph. Oftentimes there is a resemblance between punishment, the unconverted, chastisement for God's people, between the punishment, the chastisement, and the sin. And so it was with the brothers of Joseph. And they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother. It was the special sin that they were exercised with. People of God, have we become exercised with the oldest brother? Not asking if you know him as such. But that is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is necessary for the child of God not only to be exercised with the sins against the law, but the sin against the gospel, to count the blood of Jesus Christ an unclean thing, and to learn that it are our sins that have nailed them to the cross. It was the same with the Jewish people. We think of the day of Pentecost. The apostles have laid it close to their heart that they have crucified the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has become Lord in Christ. It was a sin that was laid close to their heart. The brothers, they have said, of course not knowing that it was heard, may we have more an impression that the Lord sees and hears everything. boys and girls can understand it. They know it, right? We think we are alone. No father, no mother, no teacher. The all-seeing eye of God seeth us. And he heareth everything. And they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, and that we saw the anguish of a soul. Seems for those brothers, born 21 years ago, as it has happened yesterday, that it has come back, that they saw by renewal, the anguish of the soul of Joseph, and they paid no regard. So hard was their heart. Cast them into the pit. They have sold them to the Ishmaelites. Very guilty concerning our brother. Relation. Same parents. How deeply they were convicted. When he besought us, and we would not hear, therefore is this distress come upon us. Does that ever take place, congregation? What those brothers of Joseph have experienced. That we are given to experience that we are not such good people, not such true men. And the voices, oh, when the Lord works, given to reflect upon his mercies, upon serious sermons, maybe made an impression, followed us for a few days, and then soon we went on our same pathway. Maybe sickness, maybe death in the family, troubled for a short time, but that we continued, necessary, that it becomes our guilt, and that there is a seeking, then we become as those brothers, then every word that Joseph speaks, we are given to listen with open ears to weigh it. Oh, the truth, but also words of comfort, because when the Lord works, then he grants that love, faith, and hope in the hearts. And then we need to be saved. And no further. Therefore is this distress come upon us. Thus those brothers were not given to speak for hours about the governor of Joseph, that Joseph, what an awful man he was, to say that they were spies while they were confessing they were true men, and then to be put in prison. Joseph did not even seem to hearken to him. And then first to keep them all except one, and now still one. We do not read that they were busy with Joseph, saying what a harsh ruler he was, but they were given to turn and unto themselves. Has that ever taken place in our life? Because when the Lord works, they will learn who God is. Now we do not desire another God. Also concerning his justice, then we are given to adore, then we are given to bow. Those brothers, we have heard it, they have fell on their faces and bowed, but it was not because they loved Joseph and loved to adore him, but it was because it was commanded and perhaps in that way they would receive favor and their sacks would be filled. What is our religion, congregation? Is it to obtain blessings, temporal blessings from the Lord only? Need the Lord for temporal blessings, not wrong. But what about our soul? And there are many concerns when we think about the water for irrigation in our community because of leaks that need to be repaired, uncertainty how long it shall take. Then there are many concerns spoken about it in our family circles. And may the Lord also please to grant some showers. But how is it now with those waters of eternal life? About those channels. Do we also speak about those things in our family? Fathers and mothers, to your dear children, of that one thing needful, oh, of that fountain that is open for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and uncleanness, those waters, that is waters unto everlasting life. And then we read, and Reuben answered them, saying, boys and girls, you know it, that Reuben was the oldest. Spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear. Of course, Reuben has spoken correctly. He has warned, sin not against the child. But alas, Reuben, in a certain sense, as a Pharisee, it is true, his words were truth, but Reuben, tell us, you were the oldest brother. Why did you not boldly stand up for your youngest brother and tell the brothers that they may not touch him? They would have to reckon that Reuben is not done. And Reuben, what about the terrible sin of incest? And Reuben answered them, saying, spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child. His brothers, did you hear? Do you remember? Joseph, only 17 years old. We were older. We should have been wiser, more responsible. And we have sinned against the child, and ye would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. They did not know how it was with Joseph. But Reuben was given to tell those brothers, brothers, we have been murderers. What we have done to our brother. We read in the Heidelberg Catechism concerning the sixth commandment, not only by actions, by words, thoughts, we are angry, and by gestures. Behold, also his blood is required. So we have mentioned that was the preaching, the apostles on the day of Pentecost. They have cried out, his blood be upon us. And upon our children, their hands were stained with the blood of the beloved Son of God, the God-sent Savior, that sinners may be saved. Oh, what a preaching tells us that the chiefest of sinners, because when the Lord works, then we become so exercised with our sins. Our sins, which bring separation, sins where the debt needs to be settled, price needs to be paid, then how exercised that people become. They are given to cry. They are given to weep. They are given to ask. Because with that deeper uncovering, there are times that people can be afraid that they have sinned too much, have sinned too greatly, even the sin against the Holy Ghost, sinned against a speaking conscience, sinned against the tears of father and mother, office bearers. Then there can be that voice, for you it is not possible, but in the scriptures it is declared. Are there those souls that are burdened with the burden of your sin, to experience as those brothers, and we repeat it, 'tis not a perfect type, because when the Lord works, then the Lord works also by love. And these brothers, it is clear, not an inkling of love for Joseph, only needed Joseph for corn, but not for himself, but in the true work of the Lord. Then it goes about the Lord himself, not only the gifts. They are precious. But then it goes over the Lord himself. Our second thought, without Simeon, their brother, let us first sing. Psalter 363, the first four stanzas. From the depths do I invoke thee, Lord, to me incline thy ear. To my voice be thou attentive, and my supplication here, and what follows, 363, the first four stanzas. Thank you. And he turned himself about from them and wept. And then Joseph had to refrain himself. He was given to hear that those brothers in beginning have come in their guilt. What a joy that must have been for Joseph. That being in prison brought out that they were busy with what they have done so many years ago. And then with yearning bowels, he has sought a secret place. And there he has wept. And then he has returned. Does that ever take place in our life congregation? Do you ever need to seek out a secret place? Does it happen sometimes in God's house that you have trouble not to weep and that you think, oh, was I only outside or in the back someplace where no one could see me? Then I could freely pour out my heart, weep those bitter tears of contrition, but can also be in the life of a child of God, tears in believing with a holy joy, because that can also be boys and girls. Genesis 45, when Joseph made himself known, then he has wept on the neck of his brothers. They were tears of joy. That sometimes take place, boys and girls, when you come home from church, that you were given to seek out a secret place. Oh, that you were given to weep what you have heard in church. And then you quickly wash your face and dry it. Go to your family so no one sees it. Does it ever happen that boys and girls cannot find their mother the daytime when they come home from school, and that they find her in a secret place? Was not in Corsica so long, and there was an old man in a roller scooter driving through town. It was very dry that year. Spoken about that the Lord was speaking with his judgments, and that old man was from another church. But he says, I still remember the time. We were with three brothers. We came home from school, and we could not find our mother. But we finally found her in a secret place. There she was weeping with a handkerchief, with a towel. It was wet. Always says, I still remember when her mother took us as boys upon her knees, that prayer went higher than the ceiling. That still happened in our family circles. Does it happen in the night watches? Those are not the worst times. We have mentioned can be so many different tears, but also tears about our fellow man, because we all need to be saved. We all have a soul. We are traveling to eternity. Tears. Oh, think of a Jeremiah 9 verse 1. Believe it was also in secret, rivers of water, snow, weep day and night. Oh, that my eyes were a fountain of tears, that I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. And in Psalm 119, 136, rivers of waters run down my eye because they keep not my law. Joseph was given to weep, the greater Joseph. We read in Luke 19, the verses 41 and 42, that he has wept over Jerusalem because they did not know what belonged to their peace. It was hidden. What that must have been for those brothers. When Joseph is left, how long he was gone, we do not know. There they were. As guilty brothers, they were brought out of prison. They were speaking to one another, but with that speaking and with that confession, it was not a solved case for the souls that understand it. Necessary, profitable, and sweet. When a poor sinner may pour out their heart before the Lord, and can be times such sweetness that it seems that love covers, but the sinner shall learn it is not a solution, because her tears cannot wash away her sins. That is only through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Joseph has reappeared. Oh, how those brothers must have sat in suspense. What shall Joseph now say? He was the governor. All he had to speak a word to servants and they would be dead men. But then we read that Joseph communed with them. What a privilege. Worse for a child of God is when it is so quiet. But Joseph has spoken by renewal. And then we read, communed with them and took from them. Because thus far, Joseph has told those brothers, one must remain behind, and the rest may return with provision, and then you must return with Benjamin. But we do not read in prison, or after they have come out of prison, that there was a volunteer among those brothers. We do not read thereof. That one of the brothers has said, I am the greatest sinner. I have sinned the most. And therefore, I deserve to be put and kept in prison. But there was not a volunteer. Thus, they needed to be convicted deeper yet of bowing under the justice of the governor. And then Joseph has taken one of the brothers, Simeon. Why was that? Not all written in God's word. Reuben, he was the oldest. He had tried to deliver Joseph. And Simeon was the second oldest. But we believe there was another reason. The general thought is that Simeon, that he had a special part when Joseph has come to seek out his brethren, that Simeon had a special part in the casting into the pit, that in a certain sense may be a ringleader. And to that end, general thought is, be sure your sin will find you out. Therefore, Joseph has taken Simeon, and then we read, took from them Simeon and bound him before their eyes. Our third thought, with provided provision. Ah, those brothers, they would receive corn. They would receive provision. So the Lord also grants his people provision on the way. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn. And that word fill, that means to fill very full, nearly to overflowing. Oh, people of God, how many lines we can draw to the work of the Spirit, even in that convicting, that uncovering work, that more and more we go lost, experience that we are not true men, and that we try to prove to the Lord. We try to hope with our works to prove and to satisfy. But with all those things, then that people experience empty sacks. And that Joseph commands, we even read of a Boaz, that he said, servants, when that Ruth, when you see that Ruth, that gleaning Ruth come behind, then here and there, you got to drop a handful of corn on purpose, that she may glean a little more. Oh, there can be those times. Convicting work, when the tears flow so easily and so freely that they are given to experience in God's house the command that there is food in their house and that their sacks may be full, even at times that it seems that their cup is overflowing. And then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn and to restore every man's money into a sack. You can remember, we have mentioned that in the first 10 verses that we read 5 times that word buy. That is what those brothers were exercised with. To buy corn, to earn our salvation. And now Joseph had to teach those brothers that for brothers, that the corn out of the storehouses, because they were family, that it was without money and without price. And to that end, every man's money into a sack and to give them provision for the way. And thus did he unto them. And they laded their asses with corn and departed thence. Oh, glad. Out of the sight and presence of the governor. Glad that they had corn. Of course, Simeon was behind prison. But so it is not with the people of God. No. because faith worketh by love. What was now missing with those brothers when they have left? When you receive something, boys and girls, what do you say? Thank you, right? For those brothers, we do not read when they have left that they have bowed again to adore and worship. We do not read any acknowledgement, thankfulness, that they have received corn. Of course, they were still buying corn. What a lesson for the church to learn. And now came to an end. One of those brothers, they opened their sack, and there was the money. Returned money. Are there souls that understand it? The work of the Lord. What is it now to experience that our purchased money is returned and placed in our empty sacks? And we have something to think about, something to speak about. It's a lesson the child of God learns, young and old. How is it with us? Things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. We have heard wonderful things about Joseph, a beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the state of his humiliation, state of his exaltation. And now for those brothers, what beautiful lines, not perfect, but what beautiful lines we can draw to the work of the Holy Spirit. That a sinner, may there not be resting outside, because we need to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, that Zephaniah Penina, the revealer of secrets, the Savior of the world, the Lord. Work lovingly, irresistibly by His Spirit, where it is all missed, where the Lord has begun. What a lesson. Oh, not all strange for the child of God, but yet no solution. Must come to Genesis 45. Amen. Let us close. Lord, on account of our sins, there is so much guilt. And yet by nature, we can live on this world as if we have no guilt. Lord, where there is no guilt in the way of experience, begin that good work, that we may become guilty as those brothers. And grant also the further leadings, to learn returned money. Must learn that it is all without money and without price, and not to rest. Until it may be declared, I am Joseph, whom thou sold into Egypt, and to be embraced, and to receive further instruction. Lord, remember us in the furtherance of this week. Bring us together in the day of tomorrow, in the morning hour, in thy house. together with a young couple who hope to place themselves under the proclamation of thy word, make their vows, pray together for the first time as husband and wife. Ah, Lord, wilt thou teach, wilt thou instruct them, and then to come to a saving knowledge of the greater Joseph. That is the one thing needful. Remember the family circles. Wilt thou be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire that goes before them. May it be a marriage for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Lord, bring us safely to our dwellings. Watch over us in the furtherance of this week. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 416. Let us only sing the seventh stanza. O my soul, why art thou grieving? Why disquieted in me? Hope in God, thy faith retrieving. He will still thy refuge be and what follows. 416, only stanza 7. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.